The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me. And today is Wednesday, February 2nd. I heard that the groundhog just came up today, and he is predicting 6 more weeks to flatten the curve. I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Hey, by the way, my Twitter handle is at Larry Steinhaus, and you can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media sites by searching for Larry Steinhaus. Just remember, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can also comment live during this show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, Mick, good morning. All right. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and not the Money Chat Now fan page, your name may not show up on the dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page, like it, and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now, of course, is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class tomorrow night, this Thursday, tomorrow night, by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing the futures update and what's going on with that. I think it's going to be a good day. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. We're going to be talking about more COVID propaganda. We're going to be talking about the AT&T spinoff and how that affects the stock. We're going to be talking about the fact that PayPal tanked. Hey, we're also going to be talking about Tesla and stop signs. You definitely want to listen to this. This is kind of interesting. And we're going to be talking about Starbucks earnings, and that will also be interesting as well. Hey, I just want to reach out and say hello to Jose and Joe and Bill. Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. All right. Yesterday, the stock market, it took a bit of a breather. However, there were some stocks that moved up nicely, right? All right. So, hold on 1 second. Wait, so there were some stocks that moved up nicely. The money managers had 2 great feasting days on Friday and Monday and sort of relaxed as I predicted. It almost was like an animal catching its prey and then eating it. The animal relaxes while it digests the prey until it's ready to go hunting again, and that was the market yesterday. I warned you that February is usually a bad month. However, because January is usually a good month, and it wasn't, I'm not even sure what to expect this month. We had Google's earnings yesterday. Woohoo! And I got to tell you, that's going to make or break today's market. The earning call was good, and the best part that was announced by Google was a 20-to-1 stock split. This is, I'm telling you right now, it's going to become one of my favorite stocks at the stock split price. Now, if you remember last year, Tesla split 4-for-1, and at that time, basically the time of the split, Tesla was in the thousands, or was right around 1,000, and it was split, it was 250. Google right now is about 3,000, and that would make it about 150 to 200 a share, and this will be, I'm going to tell you right now, it'll be 300 in no time. I am so excited about the split, I can hardly contain myself. Ooh-hoo! All right, Meta also always responds to Google's earnings, and it popped almost 7 points when Google announced its earnings last night, and now it's up 13 points. Woo! After the bell today, Meta is going to announce their earnings, and I expect it to be good. But be careful here, though, because Meta often drops after earnings and then pops 2 weeks later. On top of that, we've had a big run-up over 1,000 points in 3 days of trading, and we may experience a pullback because of that. I'm going to tell you, I'm probably going to be selling my Meta positions today when the market opens, at a small, or actually probably a medium profit. But remember, no one ever went broke taking a profit. And right now, the futures, the Dow is up 44, the S&P is up 38, and the NASDAQ is blowing it away. It's up 253 points. Wow! I've been telling you also over and over again that the travel stocks are the play. Buy them on every dip. CCL and AAL were up very nice for me yesterday, and they both moved up fantastic over the last 2 days. So definitely, you want to absolutely get into this. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple more people online. Wow, there's so many people online. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to catch them all. Hey, Lewis and Carrie and James and Bill and someone else is asking me about, actually, they're asking me about Buttcoin. I think they spelled that wrong, but that's pretty funny. All right, let's talk about COVID and my favorite topic, right? Once again, we have more COVID propaganda in the news. This time, it's about the BS2 variant. I mean the BA2 variant. If you remember, the scary Omicron variant has now morphed into the strain called the BA2 variant. And frankly, if you're still scared of this garbage, please wave to me from your car while you drive alone with your mask on. In another effort to guilt the unvaxxed into getting an apparently useless vaccine, a new study suggests that if you are vaccinated, you have a lower chance of spreading the BA2 scary Omicron variant than if you are unvaccinated. So it has a lower chance of spreading the BA2 than if you are unvaccinated. Hold on. I gotta run. I'll be right back. I'm gonna get my vaccine before I spread to all you guys watching or listening. I'll be right back. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got something else here. There's more data on this. Wait a minute. Hold on. According to the WHO, by the way, is a slave to Germany because Germany funds the WHO, according to the WHO, the probability for spreading within a household was 39% for BA2 versus 29% for BA1. The original Omicron strain. Now, I want you to understand, this is whether they're vaccinated or not vaccinated. Wait, hold on here. Did I just say that the probability of spreading Omicron BA2 variant is 29%? Wait a minute. I'm confused here. Does that mean that if I have four people living in my house and I have Omicron, the odds are that only one of those people in the house will get it? Did I do that math correctly? Somebody check it for me. So basically, isolation and masks and 6 feet apart are not really the answer after all? The answer is a simple math problem? Could this be why so many people who worked in hospitals and grocery stores never got the disease in the first place? Because it wasn't as contagious as we were all led to believe? Wait to hear this part about the report. The BA2 is more contagious than the original BA1 strain among, as I said before, both vaccinated and unvaccinated. But wait, of course, I thought the vaccinated were protecting themselves and protecting others. Hey, is this vaccine really a vaccine? I don't know, I've never heard of a vaccine that doesn't keep you from getting a disease and doesn't keep you from spreading a disease. I don't know, is that what vaccines are supposed to do? Can someone please explain to me why people are lining up to put something in their body that at best does nothing, but at worst may kill you? Oh, wait, hold on. I can't say that. I can't say that because some old has-been musician on WWDB may be threatening me to leave the station because I'm talking truth. So because I really enjoy doing this show and because I want you guys to continue to enjoy it, go get your vaccines like good little soldiers. And remember, if you get COVID after you are vaccinated, it is called a breakthrough case and you won't die. Be sure to reach out and tell me about your side effects from the vaccine, unless, of course, you do die. Then have someone in your household tell me about the side effects instead. Hey, by the way, are there any websites that have all the ill effects of the vaccine posted on them, or have they all been shut down by the communist media? Huh. Wow. All right. Last week, I said that AT&T was a great stock, and it had a dividend, if you remember, of over 8%, right? Well, I guess the people at AT&T were listening to me and decided to change all that with the news of a breakup of the company as they spin off WarnerMedia into a separate company. WarnerMedia will become part of Discovery. The shareholders will get about a quarter of a share for every share of AT&T they're holding, but AT&T will also be cutting their dividend in half. Really, AT&T? Just when I told all these people on WWDB and the social media how smart I was for discovering this great dividend play, you go and ruin it for all of us? Thanks. Well, you know, really. I mean, seriously? By the way, here's what they're thinking. Spinning WarnerMedia allows AT&T to focus on its capital expenditure on building out its wireless network rather than spending it on entertainment, which would basically be competing with Netflix and Disney and other streaming services. AT&T anticipates spending about $20 billion in capital expenditures this year to invest more heavily into fiber and basically home broadband internet services and expanding its 5G wireless footprint. You know, the 5G that's supposed to trigger the vaccine. I don't know. That's a weird conspiracy theory. All right. So basically, they're going to go back to their core business of communications. Frankly, I got to tell you, it actually makes sense to me. You know, I know that I'm going to be losing half of my dividend, but I'm also watching the stock. And if it falls below 22, I think it's a buy. Look, the dividend is still going to be pretty good at about 4%. So it could continue to be a good value play in the coming year, especially if the market turns down. I also like the idea of selling covered calls on this stock, and by the way, I did that this week, and making a weekly stipend. It's a good idea, so I would definitely go for it. I think it's a good play to go for it. Let's talk about PayPal real quick and what's going on. All right. Hey, Victor, want to say hello? Hey, Jeff, want to say hello? Jeff really likes Beavis and Butthead because I said Buttcoin and he's going, Buttcoin. All right. On the other, the other notable earnings report yesterday was PayPal. And PayPal shares fell more than 17% after hours on Tuesday after reporting mixed results and Q1 guidance that fell below analyst estimates. The earnings report, honestly, in my opinion, it wasn't that bad. They hit 1.1 per share, $1.11 per share. And, you know, I got to tell you, it was expected at 1.12 a share. So it's not that big of a deal. The revenue was $6.92 billion versus $6.87 billion. So it's not that bad either. So the stock, though, it dropped 17% because PayPal blamed inflation and supply chain issues as a challenge and stated they were still working through the breakaway from eBay. I don't know if you guys know, but PayPal used to be part of eBay, and they broke away. Anyway, they're now their own company. Once again, I got to be honest, I didn't think this news was worthy of a 17% drop in the stock, so it could be a possible comeback. However, I looked at the chart this morning, and it looks like the stock price was inflated by the 2021 boom. And it may actually mean that the stock will actually go down and rest in the 100 to 120 range. I also heard it was downgraded this morning as well. I did notice that many stocks that have a hump in their charts have a hump. Many stocks have a hump in their chart in 2021. And most of them are stocks like Peloton, Zoom, and other stay-at-home stocks. And PayPal may have grown in the hump because some people are buying online and rode the Amazon wave. You know, I also noticed that there are more and more online payments methods available now, and some giving equal or longer than 6 months free financing as PayPal does. So we're basically going to see what the stock does in the future. But I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the stock, so I would stay away from it until I see its new range. All right, let's take a break, and we will see you in a couple of minutes.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all again for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn about how to make more money. Hit that like button and let me know you enjoy the show, and of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And if you are online watching, please go to the Money Chat Now page, like it, and comment there so I know who you are. I noticed somebody asked me all about Bitcoin. I don't know who that is, but I'd love to respond and just tell them that, yeah, Bitcoin's fun. All right. And if you continue, I'll talk to you a little bit more about Bitcoin at the end of the show. All right, so far we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. The Dow is now up 33 points. The S&P is up 38 points, and the NASDAQ is flying. It's up 260 points. What an amazing comeback the market has made. All right, we talked about more COVID propaganda and how they're guilting you into taking the vaccine that, I don't know, they even in the article, when you do the math, they basically say it doesn't work, but I don't know. I wish people would read articles. All right, we talked about the AT&T spinoff and how they're dropping their dividend. We talked about the fact that PayPal tanked on bad earnings, or actually bad guidance. Coming up, we have Tesla and stop signs, and of course, we have Starbucks earnings as well. And of course, once again, we have today's top picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button? Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube and Twitter. And of course, if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up the Money Chat Now page, like it, and you can leave comments from there as well. And make sure you do that because, hey, we're having a really good time here. All right, let's get into the second half and talk about Tesla and stop signs. This is so interesting. All right. We all know it's coming. Self-driving cars will absolutely be taking over and probably before the end of the decade. Well, as new drivers, like, you remember, like, you were a new driver? Well, as new drivers adapt, so does Tesla. Remember when you first learned to drive and you came to every stop sign and actually stopped, looked both ways, and then cautiously and slowly stepped on the gas and continued? Well, as everyone else, about a month after you got your license, you started to realize, hey, no one's on the road. There's a stop sign. I will definitely slow down. I'm going to slow down pretty slow, but, you know, I'm just going to roll through it because no one's there. By the way, I got to tell you, this is the way that I got my first traffic ticket when I was 17, and I was driving for about a month. So a cop was sitting at the stop sign and waiting for people like me to roll through it. Well, when he pulled me over, I was, well, a little stoned, and the car smelled like, you know, pot. Well, I was very lucky, and I only got a ticket for the stop sign. Oh, yeah, I was also lucky because he didn't see the case of beer on the floor in the back seat. Anyway, getting back to Tesla. Well, apparently Tesla has software that allows the car to roll through a stop sign if it senses no other cars or threats. Now, I'm pretty sure that Tesla doesn't have software that teaches it to smoke pot, although Elon Musk did, if you ever watched that episode. All right, the National Highway Administration does not like the idea, so Tesla has recalled about 54,000 cars for software updates. I know, it kind of makes me chuckle a bit that even a smart computerized car built and designed by the brightest people in the world know that I should have been able to roll through that stop sign, stoned or not stoned. Anyway, the recall is kind of interesting as well, because how Tesla works is instead of bringing the car to a dealer or a service center, a recall notice appears on the computer screen of the vehicle, and all you need to do is update your software via the internet, and voila! No more rolling through stop signs. Hey, I wonder if driving under an influence is going to be a thing of the past now. Well, never mind. I was really just thinking about this coming Saturday night and what I'm going to be doing. All right. Hey, James, want to say hi? James is saying that the market goes down when Chairman Powell opens his big mouth. Well, that's true, but it actually goes down on anticipation of Powell opening his big mouth. Hey, let's talk about Starbucks. Hey, have you stopped in for your $4 cup coffee yet today? Hey, do you even go to Starbucks anymore? Well, I basically stopped when they became mask Nazis last year. And personally, I don't know, I refuse to go anywhere that makes me put on a useless mask. So Dunkin' Donuts became my favorite place for coffee. But I'm sure that's me and, you know, I'm sure that's me, and basically me not going there was probably not the reason that they missed earnings. But they had a really bad report showing that they earned 72 cents a share versus 80 cents a share expected, and the revenue was $8.5 billion versus $7.95 billion. Do you remember earlier when I said that PayPal didn't deserve to drop? 17% over their poor earnings? Well, these numbers do deserve a big drop, and the stock only dropped 3%. My guess is that too many Wall Street managers are going to Starbucks to get their morning boost of caffeine and can't believe that the stock will stay down long. Well, when I look at this chart, I do see the price of the 52-week low. So basically, we're in the 52-week low area, and that alone makes me not a fan. Starbucks through the years has always been resilient stock, so it may be a buying opportunity. And this stock also pays a dividend, so if you want to add it to your portfolio, it should be okay. I also like the idea of selling covered calls in the stock, and that could bring you a nice second income. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to be back after this message from Investor Schooling. And if you attend Investor Schooling this Thursday night, I'm actually going to teach you how to do covered calls and learn how to make more money with stocks. See you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
Welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. All right, now the futures are up 20, the S&P is up 35.5, and the NASDAQ, once again, is killing it, man, up 242 points. Yeah. All right. We talked about, of course, some more COVID propaganda and the fact that the vaccine... I don't know. Get the vaccine if you want. Don't get. It doesn't really matter. We talked about AT&T's spinoff and how the dividend is being brought down. We talked about the fact that PayPal tanked, and we talked about Tesla rolling through stop signs and how I was stoned when I was 17 and I rolled through a stop sign too. Don't tell anybody, by the way. Don't tell my mother. She'll be really upset that I was 17, and that's how I got my first ticket. All right, we also talked about Starbucks earnings. Coming up, we have today's picks and plays. But hey, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button yet? Come on, share this gold stuff, man. James, share it. Come on, Victor. Bill, share it, please. Let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information, and you can share it in your page or in groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. Of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube or LinkedIn. And if you are watching, hey, say hi so I know you're watching. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about politics behind the stock market. Hey, of course, the most important thing today that happened is Poxitani Phil. I don't know if he saw a shadow or didn't saw a shadow, but either way, there will be 6 more weeks to flatten the curve. All right, today is actually going to be an awesome day in the stock market. The market has bounced back, and Google earnings are going to make the tech stocks pop. I noticed this morning that Meta is up almost 13 points pre-market, and man, am I thrilled, because I got a little nervous. I was white-knuckling it this week. It's good to learn which stocks affect other stocks. I had a few calls as people were calling me up about Meta and whether they should keep it or sell it. My students called me because they were basically scared about how low it was last week, and they didn't know what to do. So my answer was, Google is reporting earnings today, and that will affect the stock. If Google goes up, so will Meta. You know, I also hate it when they normally, like today wasn't bad, but when they report earnings on the same day, I can't use the one to play off the other. But even the fact that Meta will be reporting earnings today doesn't give a lot of time for me to react to the pop or drop caused by Google. All I know is I'm going to be out of that stock options play today because anything can happen when Meta reports their earnings after 4 today. Now, here's what I'm thinking, and if you take a look, you'll actually see it tonight. My guess is Meta is going to crush earnings. They're going to have great earnings report. And the tell was the Oculus app being the number one downloaded app on the iPhone during Christmas. This means that the Metaverse is starting to really appeal to people. I also say that in the future earnings reports and guidance, the Metaverse will be everything to the company. Next, listen. Buy airline stocks. Did you hear me? Buy airline stocks. They're going to be the biggest gains this year, especially when Gestapo Joe drops the ridiculous mask mandates. He's going to be under more pressure as airline workers and, you know, normal people like you and I keep complaining, and it's going to make the stocks pop. Maybe we'll even get airlines flying around that say, freedom, like the truckers were doing. All right, let's talk about crypto and what's going on in the crypto scene. So crypto, honestly, is pretty much in a holding pattern once again. Bitcoin is now above or right around 38,000. Ethereum is right around 2750. And some of the smaller coins are just moving, you know. Look, so for the person who asked me online about Bitcoin, and he's talking about the fact that the Fed's going to regulate it, don't worry about Fed regulations, at least not for now. And I'm going to tell you right now, crypto is the biggest Ponzi scheme on the planet. Just don't get caught with it last. That's all you need to know. Buy it, invest in it, do whatever you want with it, but just know that it's a giant Ponzi scheme and it is brilliant. All right, let's talk about gold and silver. Gold is sitting right around 1800 and silver is below 23 again. And as I said before, it's a slow investment, but it's definitely going to be an important one in a few years. And palladium again is up, and palladium is just doing really, really well. Palladium is an odd one. I'm actually surprised that palladium is doing so well, but it is. So let's go for it. Let's enjoy palladium. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the treasury bonds and what's going on with that. The 10-year treasury bond is back at 1.79, 1.8. I keep saying I think it's going to move lower before it moves back into this range. But I have to tell you that for the most part, you know, as James was saying before about the Fed, about Chairman Powell speaking, the fear of the treasury bond going up is mostly gone now. Hey, I want to thank all the listeners on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. You can, of course, leave comments on the WWDB fan page, and you can look for us online. My name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now and the CEO of Investor Schooling. You may have even seen my face on a billboard or two. And if you haven't yet, I promise you they're coming. Hey, by the way, I also have a book out. You guys want to order this book. It's called Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Go to barnesandnoble.com. Order this book. This book will tell you everything you need to know about money. It teaches so many things about the things that we teach at Investor Schooling, and you will absolutely love it. That's Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Go there. Go to Barnes & Noble and order it. Don't forget, from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. No one has asked me to make my opinions. They are solely mine. And I want you guys to have an awesome, profitable day.